You're listening to SBS News.
Sustainability sells, especially when your customers are young women. James Glasson is the CEO of clothing brand Glassons.
They care a lot and they're caring more and more, and we get a lot of feedback online and on our social channels and stuff around where clothes come from, who makes them and where we source the materials from.
Glassons is one of the 70% of brands that moved this year to become better for the planet and the people who make their products. The Baptist World Aid Annual Ethical Fashion Report looked into 400 well-known brands. It found one in three did not show evidence that they had made regular payments to their suppliers this year. Peter Keegan from Baptist World Aid says this is putting pressure on local manufacturers.
Companies have struggled to continue to employ their workers, and they've struggled to continue to pay them the wages that they're entitled. That's a problem in normal times, and it's particularly been a problem through COVID.
In March, more than half of garment manufacturers in Bangladesh reported the majority of their in-progress or completed production had been cancelled by major fashion brands. In April, approximately 1 million of the country's garment workers were stood down, and by May, one in three workers said their children had gone without food. Peter Keegan says consumers have the power to improve workers' conditions.
So ask questions yourself of the companies that you're buying things from. Ask where their products have been manufactured, what fibres that they've used in those products.
The report found the overwhelming majority, 83%, of Australian consumers surveyed believe brands should pay their workers fairly, but less than half were willing to pay more for ethically produced products. Lucy Murray, SBS News.